From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Two suicide car bombings in eastern Iraq killed at least 40 people, wounding dozens more late Monday. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the deadliest attack on a marketplace where 35 people were killed. It's unclear who is responsible for a second car bombing that occurred at a checkpoint outside Bukoba. Afghan's President Ashraf Ghani is demanding that Pakistan crack down on the Taliban after the militant group claimed responsibility for a deadly car bombing near Kabul's airport. The Afghan president's accusing Pakistan of fostering the spike in insurgent attacks on Afghanistan. Ayaz Ghul has more.
President Ashraf Ghani's criticism follows a series of attacks in Kabul during the past week, including Monday's suicide car bombing near the city's international airport. The violence has killed dozens of people and wounded hundreds more. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for most of the attacks. During televised remarks, Mr. Ghani alleges Pakistan remains a venue and ground from which messages of war are being sent to Afghanistan. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
The central U.S. city of Ferguson, Missouri, is under a state of emergency after a protest marking the anniversary of the shooting death of a black teenager by a white police officer. The observance of Michael Brown's death ended with gunshots and another black teenager critically wounded. He is facing charges for allegedly opening fire on police. Brown's father led a peaceful tribute to his son on Sunday.
We just got to stand together as a people. You know, once we do that, hopefully we can just go forward.
The police officer who shot Brown's son was not charged in his death. This is VOA News.